You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Thank you. That is Greco Romank with Worm Regenerate. You're on the 95BFM Breakfast Show. We have got Greco Romank in the studio. Kia ora to Mikey, Billy and Damien. How are you all?
Good morning.
Morning.
Thanks for coming in. You're not, you know, I don't really think of you guys as a morning band. You're definitely a late night situation, if anyone's been to see one of your gigs.
This is the earliest I've been up in a long time.
I appreciate it, Mikey. Thank you for coming in. I think we need to start with if people don't know who Greco Romank is, how would you describe the vibe of Greco Romank?
I think the lazy answer has always been that people say it's like Aqua mixed with Skinny Puppy.
Oh my god.
Sort of industrial 90s kind of rave, but just sort of sickly sweet poppy stuff thrown in there too.
That's a pretty good description. You've also used other things like premier waterboarding act in Auckland.
We're trying to distance ourselves from that particular
thanks BFM for getting the traction on that consensual waterboarding.
Yeah, consensual is key.
It kind of just happened, didn't it?
It is one of those bands where I think your legend is now starting to, you know, precede you in gig lineups and event spaces.
I stink.
You guys put on a fantastic live show.
Thank you.
It is so amazingly theatrical, and like your outfits are wonderful. Even this morning, matching tracksuits is a strong look for everyone at home.
It's all real, though.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about, where does an idea come from? How does a song begin for Greco Romank?
Oh yeah, Mikey.
Spit it out. Whoa.
He tends to like have some obsessed idea with what's the most recent thing been like? You know, we're dealing with a song about whiteware.
Mm-hmm.
We'll just take something that's kind of like percolating in our heads and then mix it, you know, with ideas that I've kind of been writing, and then
like selling a fridge on TradeMe. It's like, it's kind of, it's easy enough, but it can actually, the energy that goes into that can spawn a lot more energy. Like if it's got a scratch on the fridge,
mm-hmm.
that's a potential lyric.
Oh, totally.
And
moving it down the stairs, there's so much involved in getting
rid
of fridges and whiteware.
And then there's the microwave, you know, if you combine a microwave with a fax machine and say you've got a new a rhythm that Damien's found from, I don't know, it's something that's popping off. Can I say popping off on air?
I think you can. You've said it now.
This is our scattershot approach to making music.
It's pretty awesome. It sounds like great musical magpieism a little bit as well. You're pulling from all these different places.
Yeah.
Tell us a wee bit about the kit you use, because is it the Synthstrom Deluge? Is that a bit of gear that's...
That's kind of been like a massive thing for us. So that's actually made over in Wellington by it's a New Zealand company, and I know Blink, he's involved in marketing that. It's an awesome thing. It's just managed to like make songwriting really efficient for us. And then there's just a whole grab bag of other stuff that we've got into the mix. It's actually a traumatic burden. Moving all that equipment, setting it up, making it work, and kind of like managing it is like half the stress.
Your setup on a stage is pretty like Mad Professor energy. You've got, you know, almost like a meter by a meter of just gear, wires, buttons, and lights going on.
It's a burden. It really is.
It's like
anything can go wrong.
When your friends don't stage an intervention.
That's how you end up with Greco Romank.
Yeah, basically.
Gear fetish?
I think a little bit, yeah. I'm trying to stop it. Gear acquisition syndrome.
Yes.
So I didn't mean to air your laundry.
Billy, how did you come to be involved in music? Because you've got the most incredible voice and your performance is amazing. What's your background in music making?
I was a theatre kid at school.
Nice.
And I have had classical training for a long time, so I'm taught by an opera singer. So prior to this, I was doing a lot of like tiny little recitals in tiny churches on the shore, and singing with the Auckland Youth Choir. Shout out to them.
Shout outs.
I'm no longer a youth though, so. So that's just kind of my background in singing, and just try and like merging that with weird electronic music has been kind of interesting.
I think that's part of the magic of Greco-Roman, because you've got so many different threads going on, and it just works by magic of being so disparate and so interesting. And you have this scent sitting on the table and a tape. I think we should hear a little bit about that. What's this magic perfume going on here?
So we tried to get actual vinyl pressing out of the album Red Tower, which is coming out on the 9th, but like everything's backed up for months and months, so that just couldn't happen. So instead, we thought we'd release an album perfume.
I love that.
So here you go. You can have
Have a look, get a bit of an ASMR sound going on there.
So that's called Leathery Coward.
And I think it's such a good name.
It's tobacco, ooh, sandalwood, a little bit leather. Of citrus, leather.
Yep, it smells very nice. It smells expensive.
Does it?
Wow, yeah. Actually.
Aww. Hey.
It's pretty affordable, we believe, but I can't say. Yeah. We actually just don't know how much it's going to cost. But basically, on the 9th, you'll be able to buy the perfume and get our music as well. Like, that's, you can get the music.
So Red Tower, the record, it has, well, the tape, I should say, it's got a bit of a kind of buzz about it, because people have been able to pick this up at shows, but you've only really had a couple of songs on Bandcamp recently. And is it going to get a digital release on the 9th? Is that right?
Correct. Or? Yeah, correct. That's right. So cool. You'll be able to get the perfume and the tape.
But if you do head along to a Greco-Romance show, there are always tapes around, is that
yeah,
right?
Well, yeah. Well, yeah, we better pack up on that quickly.
Also, they are available at Flying Out, unless they've all sold already.
Yes.
But yeah, we've got a handful there as well.
You are going to be playing a couple of very big gigs soon. Yeah. One of those being the Others Way Festival, which the lineup was just announced yesterday. That's on
incredible.
The 17th. And then you're also playing at Catacombs too. Oh. Which is going to be pretty special. What can people, I guess, expect? If they haven't been to a Greco-Romance gig, what can they expect from one of those nights?
Cold, hard party buzz.
I like that. Yeah. Cold, hard party buzz, strong outfits.
New set. Like, you know, we've got a whole bunch of new clangers in the works that are going to be amazing. And like the whole Catacombs extravaganza just sounds amazing. All the planning that's going into it, all the visual things that like we're having to conceive in advance. So yeah, we're doing a lot of work for that.
Excellent.
I think like the 2-night ticket sales are done as well. Like,
yeah,
you can only buy, you know, individual nights. We're on the second night, the 24th.
But Hate Rock coming.
Oh yeah, the third
Hate
night.
Rock
yeah.
coming. Thursday.
That's going to be crazy. Yeah. That's like a little precursor to Catacombs. Woof. Friendly Potential is going to have a busy weekend, I reckon.
They're always busy weekends.
Knock on wood, I hope we don't have a whole bunch of shows all cancelled.
Yeah, everyone wash your hands, scan those apps, do all the right things that we're supposed to do so we can go to these excellent parties. And chuck the 9th in your calendar, 9th of July, to get Red Tower on digital or on tape, and with a beautiful Leathery Coward perfume.
Did you want to have a whiff of it?
Yeah, let's have a whiff. Shall we spray some in the studio here?
I'm going to... Oh, onto the mic.
Not onto the mic, near the mic. I'm trying to make this radio here.
I don't know. Mics,
there we go.
Mics always smell pretty funky.
Fresh,
yeah, they don't
unisex
think about it too much.
Especially ones with all this foam.
Yum. This smells gorgeous, actually. Leathery Coward. Thanks. I'm a big fan, by Greco-Romance. Greco-Romance, thank you so much for coming into
thank
the
you.
Studio well, this morning.
Thank you.
We have a special track that hasn't been released yet digitally to play. It is from Red Tower, and people will be able to purchase it for themselves on the 9th. It's called Get to Work. Any thoughts or words about this song? Billy, anything?
This one goes out to all the exploited workers.
Excellent.
Oh, and the young professionals that are
doing the exploiting.
Yeah, sure. Mikey sent us the lyrics for this while he was
anybody on a bus right now.
Anybody Excellent.
On a bus.
Anybody on a bus. Get to work. This is Greco-Romance. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
When I get to work.
95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.